Alex, what's your assessment of your team tonight?
I think we should have won the game. You know, I thought we were the better side. Thought we moved the ball well, created the best opportunities. And we spoke before the game. You know, I think certainly looking at Middlesbrough's lineup as well, I felt the way they were going to score was either through a set play or a mistake. And it was a mistake that cost us a goal. You know, just a hopeful ball down the channel. We should deal with it better. We just get caught, the ball slips past us. And then for all our efforts, they then get back on level terms really quite easily. But listen, I thought our response was very good. I thought that we should have won the game. I thought we had obviously the one hit the post, gets cleared off the line. Alan's goal was a fantastic goal. Brandon has the one the first minute where he's clean through. Jordan Story's a great chance at the end as well. So yeah, we had more than enough in the game against a team that's second in the league, where I felt we were the better side. I thought we showed the better quality on the ball and we posed them a lot of problems.
That was a fabulous goal from Alan Brown, wasn't it, to shift his feet as quickly as he did and get his shot off?
Yeah, and obviously Alan got dropped out at Bristol because I felt he was just showing signs of fatigue, mentally as much as anything else. You know, I've asked a lot of him since I've been here. Had a good chat with him. We dropped him out, and then in the last two games, he showed why he's a player that I rely on and trust. I thought his last game, he was sensational. And then I thought again tonight, he comes up trumps for us.
It's just that horrible time to concede, isn't it? You've hardly got restarted for the second half.
Yeah, it's never a nice time to concede any time, but particularly, I think if it's a well-worked goal, then it's probably a bit easier to take, because you obviously give credit to the opposition. But I think when it's such a bad error for us, that probably makes it a bit more disappointing. But yeah, we just need to take it in the chin and move on.
They expend a lot of energy, don't they? They kept going right to the end tonight, as they always do.
Yeah, listen, our lads don't stop. I mean, they're full of energy. They give everything for the cause. We had two young kids playing in the middle of a back four against, I think they had nine guys over 6 foot in their team. Tell me, we've got Josh Yerrill and Jordan Story going up and fighting against them. Showed real character and I'm delighted. And I thought Louis Moult coming in, Brandon Barker and Jordan Story coming in for having not played a lot of football. I thought three of them did very well for us.
Yeah, to lose Ben Davis to a knock, to bring in Jordan Story, you say he hasn't played a lot lately, you wouldn't know, would you?
No, I think the game was right up Jordan Street. You know, I think he played against Middlesbrough in the Cup here, against Castead, dealt with him very well, and I thought he did the exact same tonight. You know, we've got a couple of bits to work on, just in terms of squeezing the game and getting higher up the pitch earlier. But, I thought he showed why we signed him in the summer.
They might all get a chance in the next eight games, Alex. You're going to need them all, aren't you?
Well, I'm going to need to, because the next one's on the bench is probably one of the staff. Because we haven't got any players left, really. Mm-hmm. You know, we jumped Jack Baxter in the squad tonight. He did the warm-up. And in terms of having fully fit players, we are stretched to the maximum. We haven't got any other senior pros that are not involved in the squad. Everybody's involved and on the bench. So I think to do what we've done over the last nine games and to do what we've done again tonight against a team that's second, with six first-team players missing. And when I say six first-team players, you're probably five of them normally start. Do you know what I mean? So I think if you'd done that to any team, they'd do remarkably well to cope as well as we have.
It's throwing down a gauntlet to them, isn't it? These lads, you've got a real opportunity in the next month or so before you can do anything else to show what they're all about.
Yeah, but to be fair, they never let us down. You know, even when we're going through a tricky spell at the start of the season, we're making stupid mistakes, and I thought we played well in certain games. You know, Stoke here were excellent, two each, made a couple of errors that didn't cost us a match. Aston Villa should have won the game, second half were magnificent. Sheffield United, second half were great, we get caught with a counter-attack. So there's been a lot of games that we've done better in, but to be honest, when you're losing, nobody really cares what you're saying. I mean, all they see on the paper is a loss, so whereas when you're winning games, people start listening to what you're saying. So, we're doing well just now. We're happy with how we're performing, and we just need to keep it up.